I should mention that T3 and T4 differ from each other in terms of the number of iodine ions that are attached to the molecules. The thyroid will actually secrete much more T4 than T3. Most of its secretion is of T4 rather than T3, although T3 is actually the most active form of the hormone, in other words, the most effective form of the hormone. What's kind of interesting about thyroid hormone, because we tend to call these two lumped together, T3 and T4, as thyroid hormone, is that the organs themselves can monitor how much thyroid hormone that they receive by taking the T4 and converting it into T3. So the organs can kind of, if they need a little bit more thyroid hormone, they can take some of that T4, convert it to T3, as opposed to other organs in the body that may not need as much. And we haven't really talked about the function of thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone, for the most part, increases the metabolism in the cells that it encounters. And so it kind of speeds up protein synthesis and other functions within the cell. And it's a very widely used hormone in the body. Almost all of the tissues and organs of the body are sensitive to thyroid hormone. And that's probably why the system exists where the organs can take the less active form of thyroid hormone, T4, and convert it into the more active form, T3, by themselves. Now, if thyroid hormone levels are low, this is a condition called hypothyroidism, and it's going to have a variety of symptoms having to do with low metabolism, including sensitivity to cold, often low energy, weight gain. If it happens early in a person's life, in childhood, it can delay puberty. It can it can have a negative effect on cognitive development. So hypothyroidism is a serious condition, and depending on, of course, the severity of it. Hyperthyroidism is an overabundance of thyroid hormone, and this is going to involve a situation where a person's metabolism is sped up, and so some of the symptoms are going to be weight loss. Oftentimes the person will be sensitive to heat, they'll be too hot, and oftentimes the person's eyes will sort of bulge somewhat from their head. That's also an indication of hyperthyroidism.